You're right, bro. No one's gonna listen to that. You could watch like almost an entire episode of anime. You could watch an episode of Hello Kitty in the time you take to watch that. So that's what we're gonna do. Monster Energy Speed Run. Let's go, guys. Monster Energy Speed Run. Woohoo! No, but seriously, let's go quickly. Okay, so first one up here, we have the Monster Energy Ultra Red. I think I probably had this like once or twice. It's quite nice, like a bit, fruity, berry, Christmassy flavor. Merry Christmas. I'm gonna give that one a 6 out of 10. Then we have Ultra Black. That's kind of racist. Not gonna lie, Ultra Black. Like, what the fuck? Racist. 4 out of 10. Zero Sugar. Yes, we love Zero Sugar because that's part of our Thinspo. Zero Ultra Instinct. That's gonna be a 6 out of 10 for the Sigma. Fucking hell, what am I doing in my life? Then we have Ultra Rosa. Oh, Rosa. Like Rosa Parks. That's pro Black History Month. 8 out of 10. Then we have Juice Monster Energy Juice. First of all, it's got a plus on it. It's got the cross sign on there. I know this is like a subliminal, like religious messaging. And then we have Papillon. Here in the UK, it's called Monarch. What a bullshit rebranding. I'm going to give that one a 5 out of 10 because of this shit rebranding. Then we have Zero Energy, Zero Sugar, Zero Whatever Energy, Zero Energy, Sugar, Strawberry. Strawberry Dream. Sounds like a tangerine dream. We have tangerine dream at home. Strawberry Dreams. So I'm going to go with 6 out of 10 because it's kind of lame. We have Ultra Blue. I feel like there's a lot of ultra here. It's kind of getting old now. Ultra blue. What the fuck does even blue? What does blue even taste like? What kind of a flavor is blue? It's not a flavor. That's a color, not even a flavor. 4 out of 10. Bullshit. Ultra peachy keen. Peachy keen. That sounds sus, bro. Sounds like they are some pedophile to like came up with a name for a Monster Energy. However, I like the color. I like the tan color. It's kind of cool. So I'm gonna go with a 6.5 out of 10. Monster Energy Ultra Fiesta. Ultra Fiesta. This is a good party drink. You want to go for a party. However, what the fuck is this color scheme? It looks like some 10-year-old kid did this on like Microsoft Paint. What the fuck is that orange on blue? Just, oh God, what the fuck? It looks like a old Sonic Genesis ROM hack. We're going to go with a 5 out of 10 just because that shit color scheme. Honestly, what the fuck? Mango Loco, one of my personal favorites. Big up Mexico, big up all my Mexican followers, like, comment, and subscribe. The Day of the Dead, the Day of the Dead's coming up soon in about no, 9 months' time. Day of the Dead's coming up. And look at that beautiful design, look at that beautiful skeletons. Tim Burton's crying right now, wishing he came up with this shit. That's a solid 8 out of 10 right there. Green tea, dragon iced tea. Kind of badass, kind of dope. I would drink that when I was playing Street Fighter or something. However, why the fuck would you, when I go to buy Monster, I don't think, you know what Monster I want to get? Green tea. You're gonna get the shit for your grandma? You're gonna get this shit on Chinese New Year? I didn't think so. So we're gonna go 4.5 out of 10 because like what were they thinking? Pipeline Punch, one of my faves, 10 out of 10. Absolutely no bias whatsoever to the fact that I'm drinking one right now with vodka. But yeah, Pipeline Punch, 10 out of 10, baby. It's even got the like cool logo with the hand, like, yeah, dude. Fuck, how long have I been doing this? Oh, 3 minutes. Okay, good. Okay, I need to do this. I need to speed run, I need to get a PB. So I need to actually calm down. Oh my God, I actually need to calm down. I can't even read this one. I can't even fucking read this one. Zero sugar, whatever. Okay, great, cool, I guess. Ultra gold. Again, gold's not even a flavor. What am I actually gonna expect with this? What are these? I kind of like, it's kind of cool, the like a tessellate kind of pattern design. Looks like a some cool like stage from an old Mario game or something. Oh shit, I closed the picture. It looks like an old stage from like a Super Mario like World 2, the sounds level. But yeah, I don't know what the fuck that tastes like, so I'm gonna go with a 5 out of 10. Chaotic, 6 out of 10, purely because it's chaotic. If you want to be chaotic, drink chaotic. But it's misspelled with a KH, and I don't condone misspelling because I want our children to be educated. What are we teaching this generation? Plus, I feel like the whole orange blue motif is kind of overused by this point, but I like the little pink splot at the bottom. Oh yeah, and then we have Pacific Punch. Honestly, Pacific Punch is kind of like, does it want to be Manga Loco? Does it want to be Pipeline Punch? It's kind of like the it's just the watered down shitty version of both of those. So I'm gonna go 4 out of 10. I don't know if the other one's got number ratings, but you can figure it out. Peach tea. This is a little bit like the. So we have green tea. We have peach and lemon tea. Now, I'm going to say peach and lemon tea is a little bit more what I expect in a Monster, at least. It's a little bit more tending towards the whole Monster vibe, Monster fruity flavors and stuff. However, like, it's still tea. Tea. Why am I drinking tea? I'll just make a cup of tea if I want to drink tea. Hello? I live in the UK. Hello, everyone drinks fucking tea here. So we're going to go with... numbers. What are numbers? What even are numbers? Five out of ten.